Hey, everybody, please make sure to go ahead and rate, review, and subscribe. Thanks. 49. Let's get to another Best Picture nominee from this year, which is the seventh one that we've done so far, 7 out of 10, and we will be doing all 10. Let's get to Past Lives, which is a South Korean drama. It's written and directed by Celine Song, stars Greta Lee, Teo Yoo, not a lot of other big names, and, John Magaro, he's also in it. And the synopsis is, Nora and Hae Sung, two deeply connected childhood friends, are wrested apart after Nora's family immigrates from South Korea. 20 years later, they are reunited for one fateful week as they confront notions of love and destiny. So I didn't know much at all about this one going in. I didn't know the story, anything. I didn't know about the director or basically anything. And right off the bat, I thought this movie was amazing. Like, definitely one of the best of the nominees, for sure. Easily being a directorial debut, amazing. Like, it is directed and written so thoughtfully and gracefully. Like, it's way better than a lot of directors who've been doing it for a long time. So I can't wait to see what Celine Song does next. There was such a, and I like South Korean movies in general, but for whatever reason, there was such a calm and comfort and quiet to this movie that, like, I hadn't experienced in a long time. And the two leads are amazing, perfect together. The ideas, it almost reminded me in some ways of the movie Her with Joaquin Phoenix, where it's one of the few movies where you think about and have time to think about the ideas as you're watching it. So it's not only interesting commentary and ideas, it's also an entertaining movie. And this is probably the first movie since, in terms of romantic films, that I've had that same thought, because there's a lot of space, a lot of time to breathe in this movie, and it gives you that opportunity to think about your past experiences. And I guess the biggest thing overall for anyone who is unfamiliar, it does get into the idea of the what if person in your life, you know, the what if love, like what if it worked out with this person and not with this person? What if they came back into my life and things were totally different? And all that is very, very interesting, feels very earnest. And I think the stuff towards the end, not to spoil it, but where both people are dealing with how I'm in different places in my life right now. I love this person. I've had such amazing experiences and feelings in the past for this person, but I'm in a different place in my life. What do I do? Am I with the right person now? Should I break things off and go with them? Like, it's very, very multifaceted and so subtle at the same time. Like, it's not in your face. It's very delicate in how it presents all of those moments and memories and experiences and questions. And I think it's something that everybody probably goes through at some point in their life. And if you haven't yet, you probably will. So I thought it was a fantastic movie. I'm so glad that it did get Oscar attention, because I didn't know anything about this movie before the nomination came out. I had not heard of it. And I think it easily could have been swept under the rug if it did not get the Best Picture nomination. I think maybe a few other things, I could be wrong, but at least the Best Picture. So I would highly recommend it, highly recommend it. I cannot wait to rewatch it. And it's only about 90 minutes, so not too long either. Yeah, love it so much. That is a heavy 5 out of 5.